Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to another beautiful episode on the Silsila Treasures of Wisdom. And we pray and hope that you and your families are in the best of health and are keeping well. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Well, the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, today we have yet another beautiful topic of discussion, and that is the wisdom of enduring sickness, illness. And subhanAllah, to discuss this beautiful topic with me, I have with me in studio none other than Mawlana Naushad Attari Hafizahullah Ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you keeping, Mawlana Sahib?
Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. How is Mawlana Sahib doing?
Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Here in South Africa, we have also a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is the wisdom of enduring illness. Mm. And inshallah, we will be discussing, you know, regarding how our pious predecessors, how the awliya Allah, how they encountered sickness, what was, you know, their response to sickness, and also the wisdom, you know, behind an illness. So inshallah, we will be discussing this and much more. But before we dive deep into our topic of discussion, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whoever faces difficulty should send salat upon me in abundance. Because sending salat upon me removes difficulties and calamities. So let us all together send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, each and every one of us, at some point in our life, we go through difficulties in many different forms. And also, you know, we go through illnesses, we go through sickness, and so many other things that we go through in life. But the important question is that when we are afflicted with these illnesses, with these sicknesses, what we have to ask ourselves is, how are we responding to this illness? How are we reacting to this illness? And this will, you know, it will show whether we are content upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. If we aren't, then we would see so many people complaining. And if a person who is sick, they would still remain content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So behind sickness, when a person has an illness, apparently it may seem, yes, there will be pain, of course there would be. Apparently it may not seem nice. Apparently it wouldn't, but in reality, the essence of it is that it is filled with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a believer, for a Muslim. And understand this through this beautiful narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that the companion Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he states that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that how strange is it that a believer cries whilst ill? had he known what reward there is for him in exchange of this illness,
Allah,
he would wish to remain ill until he meets his Rabb.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
And then the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. And this time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted his blessed hands towards the heavens, and he was asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why did you smile and lift your head towards the heavens? Subhanallah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said that when I lifted my head towards the heavens, I saw two angels descending. And they were searching for a believer at his place of salah. When they did not find him there, they said to Allah that, O Allah, we used to write such and such good deeds of so and so slave of yours day and night. We now found him restricted by you, meaning that now he is ill, he is sick due to an illness. So we did not record any good deeds for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said that, record all the good deeds which that slave of mine used to perform throughout the day and throughout the night.
Allah,
and do not reduce anything from it for as long as he is restricted by me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Under this hadith sharif, Allama Abdul Rauf Munawi rahimahullah, he writes and he says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a person experience an illness, so by the virtue of this, of that illness, due to the barakah of that illness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies that person from the dirt of sins and grants reward to those who are patient. The fire of hell, the fire of Jahannam, will not touch him when he crosses the bridge of Sirat.
Allah.
Because he will have been purified from the dirt of sins. So, those, we should take a lesson from this and take heed of this beautiful narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that those who are healthy, we should take inspiration from this narration to do as many good deeds as we can whilst we are still in the best of health. For those who are in the best of health. And masab, how beautiful is this? How true is this that when, you know, a person is, when a person has good health, and good health is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what we are doing with that good health, we will be questioned about it on the day of Qiyamah.
Yeah.
So this good health, masab, not that we have to use it, right, in a way to do as many, many good deeds as possible. So also we mentioned that the outcome of not doing good deeds whilst we are in good health, then when we are sick or when we are ill, those deeds would not be recorded for us because we didn't do them whilst we were in good health. Now, if a person who has good health and takes his health for granted, using it in ways that going towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
In this case, Muhammad Sahib, what can be said to such a person who is of this nature, who has good health, safe and sound health? What is taking it for granted?
You know, it would be so nice if, for example, you get some people, and they are sick, they are ill, they are always complaining. And whenever you speak to them, they've got a complaint. Whether they're sick or not, maybe some other issue in their life, some difficulty, some calamity. But every time you meet them or you speak to them, even on the phone, there's some negative. That the next time when you see the person coming, automatically you think like, now what is he going to complain about?
Right.
When you see the call, what is he going to complain about now? Like, you get these pessimists.
Sometimes without even being them asked, without them being asked, they would still mention it.
So how nice if those individuals that love to complain and always see the negative in everything, so they're skeptical, they're pessimists, always thinking, always speaking, always, you know, in that in negative environment, right?
Right.
A negative energy. If they channel that towards something positive, for example, you mentioned about health, good health.
Yeah.
When we have good health, especially those who complain when they have bad health,
right?
How much enthusiasm do we display and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Mm.
When we don't have good health, so much of complaints and too much of time and, you know, be phoning and this and this. But when we have good health, how much I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much do I make sure I'm punctual to my salahs? Even when I have bad health as well.
Right.
Because you see, what those narrations you mentioned before is so important for us.
Jee.
To put things into perspective.
100%.
That the believer is never at a loss, even when it looks like he's in a loss.
Subhanallah.
He's got such a chronic disease. He is bedridden. He's got this issue and that issue. So it looks like, hey, he's finished. Like, but he's been purified of sins.
In this world.
In this world. He's going through these difficulties and he's having patience and he's being purified of sins. So as long as he's sick, he's been purified of sins. Right. And if he keeps patient, right? Keeping patience doesn't mean don't take your tablets. Don't take your medication. Don't take your ilaj treatments, your right. spiritual cures. Doesn't mean that.
Right.
It means that, you know, watch your tongue. Where some people go to the extent of complaining. Why me? Why Allah is always... Why I am only suffering?
And this is what we see nowadays. We, even if a person has to have a slight headache or a slight flu, then they would make it seem as if it's a mountain. So even in this case, a person should not be complaining at all.
Well, you see, it depends who you're complaining to. If you go to the doctor, right. you have to explain.
Yes.
You can't keep quiet. The doctor can't read your mind. Hey, what's happening with this guy now, right?
Gee.
So they obviously you can explain everything. But every second person you meet, how are you doing? Hey, things are bad. Every time you ask the person, things are bad.
Allah.
We're all going through difficulties.
Jee.
There's many people out there. Millions of people are going through difficulties according to their own circumstances. But now, what is my reaction?
Right.
How do I look at it from an Islamic perspective?
Jee.
That if I get a sickness, then this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who am I complaining about? Yeah. Whatever is happening, he knows about it. He knows better than me. He knows the wisdoms in it.
Right.
Ultimately, the ultimate realities of everything, the ultimate wisdoms of everything is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through his bastawil, he grants the knowledge of the hidden and the unseen to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his chosen bondsmen.
Right.
Right? So this is what I need to think about, that, you know, I have the sickness, whether it's a chronic disease, whether it's a minor issue, whether it's just a flu or fever, that I need to be patient. There's other people who are worse off than myself. If I have constant headaches, migraines, there are people who are bedridden, who can't even get off the bed.
Allah.
You at least can sit down and you can eat food. They can't even lift their hands.
Allah.
There are some people who don't even have hands, who don't even have legs. So according to worldly wise, always look at those who are less fortunate than yourself.
Subhanallah.
This is the teaching of Islam.
It lessens the burden of
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
That, hey, you know, I'm going through so much of troubles and I don't even have a car to move around. I don't even have a nice job. Your job that you hate is the wish of somebody who is jobless. That small house that you have is the wish of the person who sleeps on the streets. That simple meal that you have, dal and rice every day, is the wish of the person who has to dig in the bins for food.
Allah.
So don't compare yourself to the one who is more financially stable than yourself. Look at those who are less fortunate, who have less than you. Even your sickness as well.
Yes.
Same thing, same idea.
Look at those
same,
below.
Look at those who are worse off than yourself.
Right.
If you have, there are people, in the spiritual cures department, you find that every week, there's one person, two people, they'll always, you know, I got this problem, I got this issue, you know, always got a headache, always got a stomach problem. Yes, go to the doctor and check it up.
Right.
Take your spiritual cures and treatments as well. But don't go around spreading and advertising, hey, look at me, like what they say, play the victim card.
Oh.
I want people to feel sorry for me. if you're going to complain, you're going to miss the rewards. Because Islam teaches us, one of the things Islam teaches us, patience, endurance, forbearance, tolerance. And as we try to build our, you know, we try to learn conflict resolution, time management, emotional intelligence, we must also work hard in building our tolerance and patience regarding sickness.
Right.
And there's a narration that mentions, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, when Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has decreed a high status in his court according to his knowledge for a certain person, for a certain believer, and that believer can't reach there through his a'mal and his good deeds. It's a high status. He can't reach there with his good deeds. Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends calamities to that person.
Subhanallah.
Sickness or through his family or financial problems and problems and problems, and gives the person the ability to bear it. Grants a person patience to endure it. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises them to that high status.
Subhanallah.
So this is what we need to look at.
And that's also one of the wisdoms of enjoying
sickness.
So if you really have to look at it, you know, a person who complains about them having about them being sick, they complaining won't take away that sickness or that illness.
Yes.
It wouldn't make any difference. The only difference there would be is that the person would be losing out on the reward of patience.
Immense rewards.
And that is why the one who is patient, that person, although with the difficulties that he's experiencing, with the pain that he's experiencing, but the patience that he's showing, this is how you mentioned that patience will be a means of him to gain so much more reward.
You see, two very, very powerful things that are there, which are coping mechanisms to help us cope with the sickness.
Right.
Especially if it's a chronic problem.
Okay.
One is, we mentioned it, in fact, both we mentioned now.
Okay.
That one is to look at those who are worst off than ourselves.
Right.
Right. And to embrace patience, that because of this sickness or chronic disease or ailment, my sins are being washed away, right? And my status is increasing in the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is how we can channel the negative into positive.
Subhanallah.
Instead of just being negative and becoming depressed. Many people become depressed. Yeah, they become depressed.
And they're crying and waiting.
Yeah. And you're telling everybody, those people can't help you. Unless the person is a doctor.
Yes.
Right. Then perhaps. But if you're just telling anybody and everybody to share your pain, then how is it going to help? Look, listen to this blessed hadith.
Jee.
The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person becomes sick, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands two angels and says, look, what does this sick person say to those who come to find out about him, who come to inquire about him? If he is grateful to Allah Almighty and says something good, both the angels make dua for him.
Subhanallah.
However, if he complains and says that this illness is so bad, then both the angels, they say that you must remain in this condition. Stay in this condition.
Think about complaining.
By complaining, if you don't complain, you have patience, the angels are making dua for you. And if you're complaining, so bad illness, this, that, negative, you're complaining, the angels say, stay how you are. In that sickness, stay like that. So we need to, you know, this is my knowledge. If we know these things and we apply, knowing is not enough.
Right.
Knowing it, learning it, reading it, or listening from the bayans of Amir al-Sunnat, Arakeen al-Shura, Muballighin, and then applying it. If there is a medicine, I got a headache, there's a medicine, I got the medicine in my hand. If I don't take it, I can look at it the whole day, nothing is going to happen. So the application is, I have to take the medicine. I have to take the ilaj treatment. So similarly, I have to seek the knowledge from authentic sources and scholars, and I have to apply it. I have to translate I have to implement it practically in my life if I want to see the benefit of that. So if we can build our endurance, yes, the person would need moral support because Shaitan is going to jump in there.
And the waswasa.
Oh, he's going to jump in. See, something is wrong with you, man. You're always getting sick. Only you are surrounded by calamities. Nobody cares about you. Nobody loves you. He's going to put all of these things until the person feels like, yeah, man, nobody worries about me. Nobody even asks about me. And who cares? Nobody cares. I'm all alone. The person just sinks down and, you know,
he into gets their own thoughts.
Into their own negative thoughts. Negative thoughts becomes depressed. Some people become suicidal. They start thinking about suicide and nobody cares about me. And I'm only in sickness and problem and difficulty and calamity. What's the use? Let me just finish it then. Let me finish my life. So Shaitan wants to take a person to that stage.
Right.
But ultimately wants to destroy Iman. So they'll whisper. Why Allah is doing this to me? And then we look at other people. But he doesn't even read salah. He's good health. He goes to the clubs. He's got good health. Me, I try to read my salah. Look what's my condition. Look at my condition. And then when a person looks at another Muslim, and on the other side, be very careful. Right. There's a spiritual disease called shumatat. Hey, it's deadly. What's that disease?
Gee.
If your other Muslim, your fellow Muslim, is because you don't like them, for whatever reason, you don't like them. And now they are going through major difficulties and problems and stresses and worries. And you get happy.
Allahu
Akbar. You get happy.
That's shumatat.
Shumatat.
Right.
Shumatat is when you see your fellow Muslim brother or sister, and because you don't have a liking to them or you don't like them for whatever reason, and they're going to problems in their life, and you are getting happy.
Allah.
Then wait for those problems to come to you.
So these diseases are more severe than the diseases of one's body. These spiritual diseases.
More deadly.
More deadlier. And we have to actually pay more attention to that because...
But who does that? Who does that? We're more worried about putting the alarm system,
right,
protecting our life. Yes, it's wajib, it's compulsory to protect your life, no doubt. What about your iman? Why the spiritual diseases are more dangerous than the physical and medical diseases?
Okay.
The physical and medical diseases, whatever it is, the worst case scenario, it will finish your life.
Right.
But whenever your time is up, it's up. Right? That's one. It will finish your life. But the spiritual diseases is after your iman. That can destroy, can finish your iman.
Allah,
and iman is gone, everything is gone. Everything disappears. There's no chance of receiving the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. So that's why the spiritual diseases are more deadly, more dangerous, because they can affect iman. When a person starts to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why did you do this to me, Ya Allah? Why are you only sending calamities to me, Ya Allah? Why am I only getting sick, Ya Allah? Maybe I'm getting jealous. But that person there, and he's got good health, he's got this and he's got this, and now I don't have it, I want it. So it opens the doors to so many other, you know, spiritual diseases.
Just by being negative and complaining.
Yes. I mean, again, we put things in Islamic perspective.
Right.
But you know what? This sickness that you have, Allah knows about it.
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sends it. Right? So you need just the time to have patience.
Yes.
Still, whilst in that condition, have patience and still thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Definitely.
Thank Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continue with your salahs. Continue with your normal, as much as you can, your recitations of Quran and Durud-e Pak, istighfar. That will help you, inshallah.
Also, Munasab, what's important to note is that instead of, when one is sick, and instead of them complaining about their sickness in that time, there's two things here, right? One is they're complaining and it's making no difference. They're not getting rewarded because of that.
Right.
And the second one is that their time is being wasted due to complaining. Because in that time, if we are sick and we are ill, we have to, really ponder and think that what if due to this illness, I die? What if this is my last sickness? What if this is my last illness?
Ji.
So if we, you know, if a person has this mindset, then instead of, you know, them complaining and saying, oh, it's paining so much and this is happening and I can't take it anymore. I don't know why I have so severe headache, all of this. Instead of making these statements, a person will now engross themselves in making tawbah, in repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, this is what we need to do, that when we are ill, we repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of complaining. And we have to realize and understand that sicknesses, illnesses, all of these are a mercy for a believer, for a Muslim. They eradicate sins, they remove sins, and they raise one's rank. The virtues of illness, they are found in so many ahadith, as Mawlana Sahib has mentioned, and illnesses that affect the pious, such, you know, such as the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, the companions alayhi ridwan, and the awliya Allah. In this case, when they have an illness, then this increases their rank. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
And the patience shown by these noble figures, these noble personalities, when facing illness, it serves as a fine lesson for us sinful people. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned and he said that illness is Allah's whip on earth with which He disciplines His people.
Allah.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
And under this hadith, Allama Abdul Rauf Munawi rahimahullah, he writes that this is because illness, it overpowers your nafs. It overpowers our nafs and ends the pleasure gained from desires. When you are sick, you don't have fancy desires anymore to go to this country, or to go sightseeing here, or to eat this, or to drink that. You don't feel for anything specific because you are ill, you are sick, you are weak. And this sickness is a mercy because it is overpowering your nafs. Your nafs, that is getting weak. So he says that the door to remain content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens for the one who remembers that illness is Allah's whip on earth with which He disciplines people. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So whether we are happy, whether we are sad, whether we are ill or healthy, in all circumstances, whatever may be our situation, we should be content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because imagine, you know, we have to keep this in our mind that it is better for us, it is better for the punishment of the hereafter to be given in this dunya, to be given in this world,
Allah,
in the form of worldly difficulties.
Yes.
Because no one, nobody can tolerate the punishment of the hereafter.
Allah.
So one should continue to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even in a state of happiness, because it's possible, you know, that these worldly blessings are given in place of the reward given in the hereafter. You know, those indulged in eating lovely luxury foods, building huge homes and living luxury lives, these kind of people, they should be fearful, because it is mentioned in Minhajul Abidin that the agony of death is commensurate with the pleasures of life. And whoever experiences greater pleasures here in this dunya, in this world, will experience greater agony at that time. Allahu Akbar. So whatever our case may be, be content upon that. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would have headaches as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have fever as well. And it is mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the summary of this narration, that fever that they receive, that is two times more than that of a normal person.
Two times more fever, two times more pain.
Imagine. And fever is something that, you know, it affects every single nerve, every single
vein.
The entire body gets affected because of fever. And these are, you know, such blessed sicknesses that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they went through it. Headache, fever, and that is why, Munasab, you know, we get some people that say, my fever is so high, or my child's fever is so high, and this fever doesn't want to go away. I don't know what to do anymore. This fever is just staying and staying, no matter what medication I am taking or I am giving to anyone, but that fever doesn't want to go. And then most of some people, they end up saying, you know, bad things about fever. So in this regard, is there any Islamic guidance on this for us not to be cursing fever or illnesses?
Well, see, if a person has to curse, then it's showing their lack of patience. It's showing their lack of tolerance.
And their ungratefulness.
Yeah, in a sense, also. If you don't get sick, maybe there's a problem with you. Because the pious people, some of them would be happy.
Yeah.
They would be happy when they got sick, because they know the sins are falling how the leaves of a tree fall. And if they never got sick, it's mentioned in the books.
Mm-hmm.
If they never got sick for a long period of time, they used to get frightened, they should get worried. Maybe Allah is angry with me.
Allah.
That's how they should think. Wow,
look at that mindset.
Yeah, that's a mindset we need to create. It's not easy. Yes, because the person is going through the problem, the sickness.
Right.
Their body is aching, their body is paining, their eyes is paining, their head is paining, they feel miserable. You know, but if they bring all these narrations in mind and they look at the rewards that are in store, that will help them to cope, because these are also, they will help as coping mechanisms.
Right.
And very beautifully, Amir Ahl Sunnah, Tabat Barakatumul Aliyah, a Kamil Wali of Allah Azawajal,
Subhanallah.
He advises us when somebody asks you how you are, and even if you are going through the greatest of calamities and difficulties, say, Alhamdulillahi, ala kulli hal.
Subhanallah.
All praises are for Allah, whatever my condition.
What a beautiful advice by Amir Ahle Sunnah, Amal Barakatuhum Al Aliyah. And that is what we need to practice every day. Imagine if we have to say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. You know, sincerely saying it. That shows that, you know, no matter what state, even if you don't have anything to eat to, but still we are content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the views of Madani channel, this is really important. And if you want to know how to be patient when you are sick, when you ill, when you have a fever, when you have a headache, then look at the blessed seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through, and then you would realize that what you are going through, it is absolutely nothing. It comes no way close to the type of fever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Comes no way close. So we must always be content, always be patient in whichever circumstances in life we may be in. And Munasab, speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how nice it would be if we go and listen to a very beautiful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now we would take a short break and go and listen to this beautiful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rok leti hai aapki nisbat, tere jitne bhi hum pe chalte hain, ye karam hai huzur ka. Aane wale azab talte hain.
Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, the viewers of Madani channel, we have just about 1 minute left before we conclude with our episode for today. And there is a very beautiful hadith, an incident actually, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he visited an Ansari companion and he was unwell. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him by asking, how long have you had a fever? So he said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for 7 nights.
Allah.
And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said that the time of illness takes away the time of sins. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him that be patient you would leave your sins the way you entered them. Subhanallah. Yeah. So from this dear views of Madani Channel, we learn that no matter how severe our illness may be, no matter how minor or small our illness may be, we still need to show patience upon that. And due to us showing patience upon that illness, we will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us make this in firm intention that from now, whenever we fall ill, we would not be complaining about it. Rather, we would be content and patient upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.